Jesus. That's what the Lord is telling me right now. The Lord is telling me right now that there's somebody here. 2024. In the month of January. In the month of January. In the month of January. Yes. In the month of January. You will be surprised. Say, I've been praying for a long time. I have heard the news. And I am happy. The month of January. The month of January. The month of January. I said, the month of January. It is not too far. Not too far. The month of January. The month of January. Yes. Spiritually, something is happening. See, there's somebody here, the Lord is telling me, your destiny was swapped. Your destiny was swapped. Through certain sacrifices and your devotion to the Lord, God has intervened in that situation. And you are about to shine. You are about to shine. You are about to shine. I don't know. I don't know, but the Spirit of the Lord is just telling me. He said, declare, declare. I declare upon your life. I declare upon your life. As a prophet of God, as a messenger of God, be anointed. The hands that were laid upon me on my day of ordination and on my day of consecration, the hands that were laid on me, the anointing that was poured upon me, I declare upon your life on my day of consecration as an apostle. The Spirit of the Lord that filled the whole room. The Spirit of the Lord that filled the whole room. Hey, that Spirit that quickened my mortal body. That Spirit that quickened the mortal bodies. On her. Of those who even stood behind me and they couldn't stand on their feet. Jesus. When you read the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Mr. 2. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. It says, praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with spiritual, with every spiritual blessing in Christ. I am taking it again. I'm reading from New International Version. It says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Praise be to the Lord. With every spiritual blessing. Now put your right hand on your forehead. Say, bless me, O God. Bless me, O God. With every spiritual blessing. Now declare this after me. Say, I declare that I bless with all spiritual blessings, mental and material, in the name of Jesus Christ. Repeat this after me. Say, I declare upon my life that I am blessed with all spiritual blessings, mental and material blessings, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, somebody lift up your voice in prayer. Rakapato sakadadada. Declare upon your life. Declare upon your life. Declare upon your life. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice in prayer. Declare upon your life. Declare that you are blessed with all spiritual blessings, mental and material blessings. Yes, Lord. Lift up your voice and declare. Lift up your voice and declare. Marika Pado Shakariata. Rakatada. Rika Pado Shakada. Yes. Rapakatada. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. When you read Psalm 1, verse number 3. Psalm 1, verse number 3. It says, that person is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruits in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prosperous. I want you to declare upon your life. Say, Oh Lord, as I observe to do your word, I declare. We are making declarations. Take note, you are declaring and prophesying into your life. Paratosha. Yes, I want you to get it clearly. Jesus, you are declaring and prophesying into your life. Say, I declare that I am fruitful. I declare that I am fruitful like a tree planted by the riverside. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will prosper, I will be fruitful. Whatever you want the Lord to do for you, declare it. Say, I will prosper, I will be fruitful. Declare upon your life now. In the name of Jesus, I declare. In the name of Jesus Christ, your last prayer point. John chapter 8 verse 32. And then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Now I want you to declare, say, Father Lord, I ask and I receive liberation for truth. That make for financial and all round breakthrough. Listen to me. Say, my Father, my Maker, oh Lord, my God, I ask and I receive liberating truth. Some of us, we have been bonded by the devil. So you need to be set free by the truth. Yep. Ah. let's make for financial and all-round breakthrough. All-round breakthrough. Seek for the breakthrough now. In the name of Jesus. Seek for that breakthrough now. Set your soul free now. Set your soul free now. In the name of Jesus. Set your soul free now. Set your soul free now. In the name of Jesus. Set your soul free now. 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 Set your soul free. Set your soul free. In the name of Jesus. Somebody set your soul free. Set your soul free. Set your soul free. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now say to God, oh Lord, I thank you for this breakthrough. Thank the Lord for this breakthrough right now. Thank the Lord for this breakthrough. Just honor the name of the Lord. Beautiful people, God bless you so much. I thank God for your life, for you being part of this family. The family of faith assembly. The family of faith. Mr. Gabriel, God bless you so much. I see you. I see another name called Dochi and Demi God. Wow, what a name. A clear miracle, I see you. Are you here? A clear miracle, are you here? Demi God, are you here? Favor. Nana Echa Rose. Wow, wonderful Rose is here. Wonderful Rose is here. The world's Araba. Wow. The last time our life ended without saying goodbye. Yes. I will pray for you, the world's today. That is why sometimes I want you to get my numbers and then we can connect after the service, so that if there's anything, sometimes this is internet and it's technology, it can fail at some time. It can fail. Yes. Evelyn Opong, God bless you for joining. Are you here? Bright, I see Bright. Are you here? Or you were just passing through? Mimi is here. Mimi is here. Uncle Latu is here. Yes. Thank God for your life. I see Gerson. Gerson is here. Gerson, are you still here? Gerson. God bless you so much. Better believe. I see Asibi Agnes. That's my daughter. Asibi Agnes. One of my precious daughters. Better believe is here. God bless you so much. If today is your first time joining, kindly follow me. They will share my number so that we can add you. By the close of the year, we are going to form a group so that I can connect with everyone. Please get my number and WhatsApp me. And when I'm praying within the week, I can pray for you too. When the Lord reveals something unto me, I can share with you. Let's lift up our voice in the next 2 minutes and say, Lord, we are grateful. Wherever you are, in the next 2 minutes, I want you to acknowledge the presence of the Lord. Beloved, I want to tell you something today. Thank you, Jesus. Wherever you find yourself at this point of time, I want you to understand that God loves you. Wherever you find yourself right now, no matter the situation you find yourself in, what some of us have been through, and God is still with us, it's just amazing. So when I testify the goodness of the Lord to you, and I testify the love of God, you will understand. One day I'm going to share some of my stories on this life, because I don't need God to give me heaven and earth before. But God has been faithful to us, and God, no matter what we go through, He always make a way. Sometimes it may seem tough. Yes, sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it becomes very stressful and frustrating. Sometimes when you have prayed for so long and you are not receiving what you have to receive. Sometimes when you look at people and you look at what people say about you, you sometimes ask God, am I really part of your children? Sometimes when you look at what you are going through, I one day encountered a woman, and she was married and was staying in a certain family house. I was standing there, the woman has married for 10 years, no child. 10 years, no child. I was there when she was passing. And a sister-in-law, somebody, they were conversing. You know, sometimes when you eat so much, your stomach becomes a bit big. Yeah. And so when she was passing, I think she has eaten or taken some water. So her stomach was protruding in a dress that she was wearing. So when she was passing, the friend of the sister-in-law asked, hey, your sister-in-law, she's pregnant too. And people of God, just listen to what the sister-in-law, the sister whose brother is married to this woman. She said, this woman, the day she gets pregnant, I will give birth on the same day. Beloved, we are not here to cause problems in families, but Jesus said, a man's enemy are from his own home. The sister-in-law who should be the person to cheer up and pray for the sister said, if this woman gets pregnant, I will give birth on the same day. You see, this thing I'm talking to you about is about 17 years ago. And you see how 17 years ago somebody's issue that has sticked into my mind till now, it tells you how I felt on that day. I nearly cried on that day. So the question I ask myself, so some people, my household, those I think they love me, when I'm in trouble, would they laugh at me? Or they will cry with me? Would they encourage me? Or they would discourage me? Those I serve in the same church, when I found myself in the role, Jesus, is it like I saw one great man of God here? Did I see Pastor Vincent? Wow! Man of God, are you here? Reverend Vincent Tremanti, I thank God for your life. Are you here? God bless you so much. I ask myself, would these people who I serve in the same church with, when I find myself in trouble, when disgrace and shame, when troubles and trials, would they stand with me? Because this sister's sister-in-law was the one saying, if this woman gets pregnant today, I'll give birth. Beloved, I am here to tell you, we serve a living God. You see how the woman sees the sister-in-law? She sees her as a barren woman who can never give birth. She has rendered her condemned. Condemned. She has even declared upon her life. She has cursed her spiritually. For somebody to tell you, it means that the person says that nothing good can come out of you. Beloved, that is the same way they said to Nazareth. They said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Can any good thing come out of Ephia? Can any good thing come out of Araba? Can any good thing come out of you? But I'm here to tell you, what God says about you is what stands, not what another man is saying. John chapter 8 verse 32. Now I bring you to the word of God this morning. Truth is love. Truth is love. Today I'm talking about truth is love. Truth is love. Sometimes people will render you useless. People will see you as nobody. Your life, you feel that everything has come to an end because of the conversations of people and the mindset of people concerning your life. Sometimes you calculate things. Wow, Madam Mercy, God bless you. Today they have seen you. Today I've seen you. God bless you. This woman is such a wonderful woman. Render you. They will render you useless. Then the question you must ask yourself is, what is the truth about myself? What is my destiny about? One day, the prophet of God, Jeremiah, I think he was contemplating who he is. And the word of the Lord came upon him, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 5 and 2. Are you there? Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 5. He says, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, before even your parents met, I knew you. I knew you. So forget what people are saying about you. They can have their own opinion about you. They can have what they can say about you. But the question is, what is the truth about you? The truth is love. The truth is love. The truth is that John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. So God, forsaking all he has, he gave you his love, who is the truth. And the truth is to set you free. And the truth is to make sure that you know your true being and who you are in the Lord. Bible says, I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in good health. That is the truth of God concerning your life. And that is the love of God for you. So I say, truth is love. And who is this truth? And who is this love? Who is this truth? And who is this love? Jesus said, In John chapter 8 verse 32, it says that you will know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Most of us, we declare and we say, as for me, I've been saying the truth. When you are condemning somebody, you are saying the truth. When you are chastising somebody, you are backbiting somebody, you are saying the truth. God, let me speak to you this morning. When you are saying something out of selfishness, you say you are saying the truth. Ha! Truth is out of selfishness. Because the thing will favor you, you will say you are saying the truth. As for me, I am truthful. Most of us, one thing we always say, as for me, I am truthful. Now, I am going to tell you who truth is and what truth is. Jesus. Yes. And truth is love. Truth is love. Truth is love. I said, truth is love. Truth is love. Again, truth is love. Ah. You are condemning somebody. You don't know the person's future, and you are able to condemn the person. You are not directing the person or telling the person, oh, when you do this and that, this is where you end. But you say, as for you, there's nothing that will come out of you. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? You, this person, no matter who you are, whether you are a prophet or whatsoever you are, nobody knows tomorrow, and nobody can tell whether when we go to bed we can wake up. Jesus. Yes. That is why sometimes when I'm in my mood of prophecy, I say, Lord, humble me. Lord, humble me. Humble me, Lord. Beloved, the truth of God concerning your life is all love. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave out his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him will not perish. Whosoever believe in him. So God forsaking everything is only whatever he has, he gave unto us. And Jesus said in John chapter 8 verse 22, he said, you will know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Today, may the truth set you free in the name of Jesus Christ. May the truth set you free in the name of Jesus Christ. May the truth set you free in the name of Jesus Christ. May the truth set you free in the name of Jesus Christ. May the truth set you free in the name of Jesus. Truth is the love God has for you. Truth is what God is saying about you. Truth is the love God has shared for you. Truth is the love God has shown you. Truth is the love. Truth is the love. Truth is love. To set you free. To set you free. To set you free from any ideology of anybody. To show you love, to make sure you are free. And Jesus said, so we may ask, who is this truth? Who is this truth? Some of us will declare. So I asked the question and I said, do you know the truth? Do you know the truth? Do you know the truth? John chapter 14. John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Verse number 6. John chapter 14. Verse number 6. John chapter 14, verse number 6. He says, I am the way. I am the way. Who is speaking? Who is speaking here? He says, I am the way, the truth. I am the way. Listen to it again. John chapter 14, verse number 6. So if you want to know the truth, I am telling you the truth. Because Jesus said in John chapter 8 verse 32, he said, you know the truth. John 8 32, he said, you know the truth. When the people were questioning him, he said, no, you don't have problem. When you get to know the truth will set you free. Then, when his disciples were asking him questions, he was telling them about the future. When you read John chapter 40 verse 1, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. John 14, 1 and 2. He was telling them the truth. They are future in the Lord. They are future and who he is. Then verse number 6, he said, John 14, 6, he said, I am the way. I am the way. The truth. So if you are talking about any truth, are you talking about Jesus? If you are telling me the truth, it is out of selfishness. It is out of God. Or it's about you yourself. What you will get. Yes. Within. And then. Today I am cutting somebody into pieces. I am cutting somebody into pieces. I am cutting somebody into pieces. That is the word of the Lord. Yes. You know the truth. Truth is love. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the truth. And Jesus is love. And Jesus is love. This is just an introductory of my message. And I want to share this with you quickly and say, no matter what you are going through, no matter what people say about you, if you are a Christian, the question I wanted to ask them is that, my brother, my sister, is that what God is saying about me? Maybe you may not have the chance to ask the person, but you can ask yourself, oh God. Or you can even ask yourself and say, myself, is that what God is saying about me? 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 Maybe you find yourself in a certain situation, a certain condition. You are getting tired. You feel all hope is lost. But the question I ask you is that what God is saying about you? Sometimes they insult you, even in your church. They say all kind of things about you. The question is that what God is saying about you? Now let me tell you something. The people of Israel rose up against Moses. They said all kind of against Moses. And Moses is arrogant. Moses is not humble. Moses is this, Moses is that. And the Lord called on all of them and said, Moses is the most humble person in this whole world. You see, their opinion and the opinion of God concerning them was different. The opinion of God concerning you is what stands, not the opinion of men. The prophetic word of God concerning your life is what stands, not what they say. Now hear me. Now Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Today, you are going to pray and say, Lord, may you set me free from every ideology of any human being. May you set me free. May you set me free. Set my soul free. Set my soul free. Set my spirit free. Set my soul free. Set my family free. Set my womb free. Set my business free. Set my eye free. Some of you are having an eye problem. You are having a stomach problem. You are having a problem. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the love. When you read John chapter 1, John chapter 1 verse number 17. John chapter 1 verse 17. It says, for the Lord was given through Moses. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And this truth was the love of God concerning you. So when Jesus came, he came to tell us about the decisions of God concerning our lives. One day in Matthew chapter 19, when you read coming down from verse number 16, Peter asked Jesus from 28, he said, what shall we get from following you? What shall we attain after leaving all we care? After leaving our abalaba? After not believing in anything but we believe in you? What shall we gain? What shall we get from following Christ? Yes, I see somebody being set free. Jesus, I am seeing a lined up of people. Right now, the Lord just put a picture in front of me, and I'm seeing like the days how they capture the slaves and how they line them up. The Lord reveals something to me right now. My God. And the people are lying down, but I see a certain man among them who just came out of them like an angel. Like he flew out of the lineup of people. I Jesus. Yes, I on your coupon. Jesus, somebody is escaping death right now. The Lord is setting you free. Oh, In the name of Jesus, wherever you are, I want you to begin to speak in tongues right now. Begin to say something out of your lips and declare into your life. Begin to say that my soul is being set free. My life is being set free by the truth. Ha! Ha! By the truth, I am free. By the true word of God, I am free. By the true word of God, I am free. By the true word of God, I am free. Begin to declare upon your life. Ha! Katadu shadika no sebe gede gede de. Randa kadu shabrande kadiyato sege de gede bere ande bere tariando le. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Kamado shabrande akamado sebre kavanando sa. Declare upon your life right now. 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 I am free. Chapalo shakari atari ando shakari adama. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Somebody, the Lord is setting you free. The Lord is setting you free. The Lord is setting you free. Ah, you have a missed call. You have a missed call. Ah, you have a missed call. The Lord is setting you free. Hey, somebody, the Lord has sent a message to you. Ha! Hey! Yes! Marabaka don't shake. Rapaka paka ba don't shake. Brando shake. Lipaka ba don't shake. Yabrande atoshe. Maraka ba don't shake. Yaka ba don't shake. Ah! Jesus! You are set free. You are being set free. You are being set free in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ. Ah, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes. 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 Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. You do, 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 do. Ah, yeah. Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit. Ha, ha. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Can you feel the Spirit of the Lord right here? Ha, can you feel the Spirit of the Lord right here? Obeni, you are welcome. God bless you so much. God bless you so much. Please follow me because I want you to be part of this family. God bless you. Yes, we call here Faith Assembly. Faith Assembly. God bless you for you being part of this family. Kindly share my number out there. Those who want to have a personal contact with me. And also you can WhatsApp me and we will add you to the group. We will add you to the group. God bless you. Yes, by the close of this year, we set to put the list together to form the group, the family group. Jesus, Jesus, I have about 90 minutes to go and I'm going to declare today is going to be prophetic, and I'm going to prophesy into the lives of some people and make some declarations into the lives of people. You must be free. You must be free. Say to yourself, I must be free. I must. It's a must. I must. I must be free. I must be free. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you are here, thank you, Jesus. Let me see. Let me see that you are here. Yes, let me see that you are here. I'm just going to make some declarations. We are getting into the end of the year. And it is time for God to set his people free and place some some certain kind of prayers. Yes. And pray certain. You see, in every society, every company, every place, there's a time for accountability and closing of books. Yes. And in the world that we find ourselves in, the world is programmed in a certain way. See, let me tell you, I begin to feel very, very tired. Yes. By the grace of God, I'm a very strong man. I begin to feel very tired. And I realize that, no, when it's getting to the end of the year, when you are working, no matter how strong you feel you are, you begin to feel some tiredness. Yes. Have you realized that thing? Whether you started a work yesterday or today, you begin to feel like a little bit of tiredness. That is how the world is all about. It means that the year is getting to an end. It means that the year is getting to an end. So after you go into the end of the year, you will come back refreshed. The systems we find ourselves in, the natural elements, and the things that work operates. The truth is that God has given us power over these things. When you read Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, the Bible says, and God created man in his own image and gave man dominion, gave man power. But because of man losing his power out of faith, he lost his dominion. That is why Jesus came. And Bible said in John chapter 1 verse 3, John 3:16, that whosoever believe in him will not perish. Now when you read John chapter 1 verse number 12, it says that to them that believe, he gave them power to be called back to be sons of God. Because when God was creating man, Bible said he created him in his own image and he breathed the breath of life into man. So in another sense, God gave man to become another God. Listen carefully. So man is a lesser God, part of God. Man is a lesser God, part of God. So the spirit is the breath of God. That is why Bible said in John chapter 1, it says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. Now, when you read, it said that this Word became the light of man, and this light was the life of man. You see, it was the life of man. Was the life of man. That is the life God gave out unto man. The life God gave unto man. So that is why Jesus said in John chapter 14 verses, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So before you can go back to that life God gave from the beginning, you have to go to Jesus. Am I touching on something here? Before. So Jesus said, I am the way. If you want to go back to God, you want to go back to original life of eternity, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the truth that can set you free from that bondage, that family order, that family things, that family bloodline. I am the truth. Because he said in John chapter 8 verse 32, he said that you will know the truth and the truth shall set you free. And fast forward in John chapter 14 verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So for you to be able to go to God, back to God, you must know Christ. You must know Christ, because he is the truth, and he can set you free out of that curse that God gave in the Garden of Eden. Out of that curse whereby our life after this place will perish. Yes, that you may have eternal life. Yes. So he's the one to set you free. is the one to set you free. Is the one to set you free. Is the one to set you free. Yes. Yes. He's the one to set you free. So war, a man is part of God. And from the beginning, God gave man power over these elements. So when you are able to receive Christ, that is why Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, when we read from verse number 9 coming up, it said there's a name given under this earth. On this earth, there's a name given on this earth. And at the mention of this name, whether in heaven, on this earth, under the earth, every knee bow and every tongue confess that is Lord. Now I declare upon your life that every knee that is standing strong against your progress, every knee that is standing strong against your prosperity, every knee that is standing strong against your marriage, every knee that is standing strong against your business, every knee that is standing strong against your happiness, every knee that is standing strong against you, at the mention of the name Jesus, that knee is going down in the name of Jesus Christ. That knee that is standing strong against your promotion, that knee that is standing strong against the favor of God, that knee that is standing strong against the anointing of God, that knee, from the beginning I told you that I encountered a woman who said, as for my sister-in-law, she can never get pregnant, even asking of giving birth. Hey, if there is any tongue, Isaiah 54 verse 17, he says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I declare upon your life, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And he said, I condemn every tongue. It is being repeated in Philippians chapter 2 verse number 9 coming down. He said there's a name, and at the mention of the name Jesus Christ, every knee bow and every tongue that is not speaking the truth of God concerning your life, may they begin to confess. For Bible said there was a time in the book of Numbers 22 that there was a prophet who was contracted, Balaam. He was contracted to speak false, to curse the people of Israel. The Bible said, as he went to prophesy, as he went to conjure things, as he went to declare, he began to shower blessings upon them. And whoever is speaking evil against you, back to sender in the name of Jesus. May their word turn into a blessing for you. May their word turn into a blessing for you. For Bible says in Genesis chapter 15 verse 20, and Joseph said, you plan evil for me, but the Lord, the truth of the Lord is for love for me, is for me to prosper. You plan evil for me. Sometimes, that is what I'm telling you, the truth of God concerning your life is all love. No matter what they take you through, as for God, you have a plan B, to make sure that problem will be your testimony. I tell you, whatever you are going through, if the devil thinks he's punishing you, if the devil thinks, I am doing something so much, you know what God can do? God is using that to glorify himself. And God said, when you go to Pharaoh, he will harden his heart. He will harden his heart. When you go to Pharaoh to set my, when you go to Pharaoh, tell him, set my people free. Let my people go. And Bible said, when you go to him, he will harden his heart. Now, I will also harden his heart the more. And I'm going to show great signs and wonders. Hey, no matter what the devil is taking you through, God is going to show them great signs and wonders. and it's going to be part of your story, and it's going to be part of your testimony. It's going to be part of your story, and it's going to be part of your testimony. Now one day you also tell somebody, I went through this and I went through that, but the Lord came through for me. God is working here. God is working here. If they think they are putting you in a certain corner, that family altar that is fighting you, that family blood that is fighting you, I am here to declare upon your life as a prophet of God, you are coming out of it in the name of Jesus. I set you free in the name of Jesus. I set you free now in the name of Jesus Christ. I set you free in the name of Jesus Christ. I set you free in the name of Jesus Christ. I set you free in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't need to prophesy and tell you certain things. This is the direction of the Lord. I decided to prophesy into the lives of some people here, but the Lord said, flow as I direct you. Flow as I direct you. Hakapado shatana. Marankapado sheka de gedede. I see somebody being set free. If they plan that you are going to die this year. Atu, see, God has shown you favor and shown you mercy. I know what I'm talking about. What I saw about you, I saw a casket and you were lying beside it. A casket and you were lying beside it. But sometimes when you say certain things to people, they become frightened. So sometimes I don't say certain things. What I have to say to you for us to pray is what I say. That is me for you. I either give you a directive, pray on this, pray on that, pray on this. Yes. That is also how God has molded me and built me. Not everything I say. If the thing needs direction, I just give you direction. Because what I say to a lot of prophets can prophesy, but they have the prophecy will just come and they have nothing to do about it. But for me, by the grace of God, when I give you a directive, if you follow, that is all for you. By the grace of God. By the grace of God. I told God, your soul has escaped death. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. See, let me tell you, if you can remember, the first time you came on my life, I told you something, that there's a conspiracy concerning you at a place. If you can remember, go and look forward to it. Recall your mind back. There's a conspiracy because God is about to lift you there. You see, men can't tell you there. Se ewu ampaba na ebeji na painting ewo nyankopom, you will see the glory of God. I tell you, see, God is building you for the future and it will surprise you. What I can tell you, the advice that I can give to you is that build capacity, because I hear the word manager. I hear the word manager. So rather build capacity. I hear the word manager. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I am ending. I want to call some few people and speak to them. I want to know them more and speak to them. And whatever the Lord says, I should tell them. I'm going to pour out to them. Thank you, Spirit of God. And the Welsh, the last time God asked me to pray for you, and then the life ended. Can you please call in? Let me talk to you and know you. The Wells Araba. Please call in. Aye, 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 aye. The Wells. Is your name the Wheels? The Wheels Araba. Am I pronouncing it well? Oh, you are calling, but it's not coming. Wow. Okay, let me allow call in. Okay. Okay, it's on now. Great. Arabasika.
Hello, Daddy. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Please, I'm fine, thank you. And you?
We bless God. We thank God. Where are you speaking from?
Takrady.
Takrady.
Oh. Yes, please.
Takrady. Araba, you are blessed. You are so blessed. I don't know. Have I spoken to you before?
Yes, please. The other time.
Yes.
I think the first time.
Please come again.
The first time that I joined.
Oh, okay. Wow. Last week, the Lord said I should pray for you. I don't know what he wants me to pray about, but I felt within my spirit, pray for. I know I call your name the Wells. What is the right pronunciation?
The Wells is the same.
The Wells. Yes. All right. Now, let me pray for you. Spirit of God, for your word says in Deuteronomy 29:29, you said secret things belong to the Lord, but what has been revealed unto us is for us and our generation. My Father, my Maker, my Father, my Maker. Whatever secret prayer shall be prayed, may you answer it in the name of Jesus. May the Lord answer your secret prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. May the Lord answer your secret prayers. I pray for you that the Lord, I see glory around you. I see glory around you. Glory around you. Araba, you have my number.
Yes, please.
You have my number?
Yes, please.
Okay. Let's communicate after the service, okay?
Okay.
God bless you so much. The Lord is about to do something in your life. Hey, it best shock you. I see glory around you.
Mm.
I see glory. I see glory around you. No, I see glory around your name.
Mm.
You see? Around the D, there's glory like. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. The Lord is good. God bless you. So we'll talk after, okay?
Okay, Daddy. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. Please share my number so that those, I want everybody to be part of my family, part of this family, Faith Assembly. I want everybody to be part of it. Please follow me, kindly follow me. If today's your first time, kindly follow me. Then we are going to share my number, so that you can have the number. Some people, I pray with them offline, like not on this podbean, but after on WhatsApp. And other places, sometimes when the Lord reveals certain things to me, I pray for them.
And I want to, everybody, my family here, yes. Somebody said, as you said, I just found my sister on Podbean. You know, it's wonderful. You don't know where you meet somebody. So let us connect together. Let us connect together. Better believe. Today is your first time. Please follow me. Please follow me. And it's going to be a blessing. I don't have much time, but I appreciate everybody here. I appreciate everybody here. I thank you. God bless you so much for being part of Faith Assembly. We meet every Saturday, 4 a.m. 4 a.m. exactly. 4 a.m. exactly. Yes. Oh, you know, wow, wow, 4 a.m. exactly, 4 a.m. exactly. So please, 4 a.m., 4 a.m. Saturday morning and Sunday morning, Sunday morning, Sunday morning. It's going to be powerful. Next week, everybody should prepare his or her voice. Mr. Atu is going to sing on that day. Next week, we are planning one of the days to have ministrations and stuff like that. People are going to sing. Atu, you are going to sing. Better believe. You know, God said to me, I'm a minister of songs. Yes. I should also open this platform for people to also minister unto the name of the Lord. Some people have great ministration talent, which God can use this platform to bless their life and connect them to people to help them. So every opportunity God gives unto me, I make sure that people receive from it. God bless you so much. God bless you so much. So, beloved, tomorrow we will meet, and tomorrow is going to be powerful, I tell you. Tomorrow is going to be prophetic. Tomorrow is going to be prophetic. So I want to encourage you that please come early, because we have been praying prophetic prayers from the beginning. Prophetic directive prayers. Don't be exempted. God bless you so much. I love you so much. And I appreciate knowing you. God bless you. Have a good day. And please, I want to send this announcement out. As the year is getting to an end, we are in the festive season. So many food. Within this week, God revealed something to me, and I shared with the company that I work with, and I told them to pray about it. I see food poison. Demons have been sent out to poison foods. Demons have been sent out to poison food. So be careful that the Lord will direct you wherever you go. Demons have been sent out there to poison food. So please, you will go and eat any food, and then you will have certain kind of problem. May the Lord deliver all of you from any food poisoning in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord be with you. I love you all. God bless you. See you. Oh, Rose. God bless you. My people, my team. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, so much. My team. God bless you. Mama Rose. Hey, Mama Rose, more grace. God bless you. God bless you. Atu, God bless you. Oh, my people, Madam Adepa, are you there? God bless you, all my people. God bless you so much. See you. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow. Tomorrow, early in the morning. Set your alarm. Bye-bye.